Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
A little hard rock Christmas music there for you here on Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who remind you tomorrow is the big day for the Christmas tree lighting on the square. So celebrate Christmas downtown with the annual tree lighting, 5 until 8. It's powered by MTE, so they've got caroling, you can meet Santa, a live nativity, carriage rides, all these great things going on, plus the lighting of the Rutherford County Christmas tree tomorrow night, 5 until 8. On the square, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. We welcome in friends from the United Way of South Central Tennessee. Little slip up there. Name change always. Do you still say, you know?
Yeah, it
still comes out. Lucy Birchfield here with us, Vice President of Development and Engagement, and Haley Adams, the Vice President of Marketing and Communications, joining us here in studio. And Lucy, do you know that this is the first time, well, on Roundtable, it's the first time that Haley, after all these years, has been on the radio.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I was telling Brian earlier, I love my job being behind the scenes, and so I kind of coordinate and help schedule everyone else on the staff to come speak, so I figured it was my time to come share the news.
And now twice in one day.
I mean, if you're going to start, go big.
I guess.
You know?
I guess.
Basically a regular. Give me a
debut, and you all heard it here first.
Oh, Lucy, you're an old hat at all this, though.
Well, you know, we have a lot to share, and
yeah.
I enjoy coming and talking with you, so it is a delight of my day when I get to be here.
Well, that is awesome. We do have a lot to talk about, and we're going to blaze past Christmas here for a minute, mm-hmm. but right after Christmas is the big, what used to be the community baby shower, right?
Correct. It's formerly community baby shower, and this is what historically was our portion of the community baby shower, mm-hmm. which was the collection of the baby items, stuffing of the baby diaper bags, and they were distributed at the community baby shower. So we kept our portion, and we still do our baby basics collections and distribution of the baby bags throughout our area.
So now, are there other organizations that are now doing other parts of this, or is it just grown to that point?
I am not sure what has come of it. I know that it just got so large, and there were some, you know, changes with folks who were really leading that charge, and so I'm not sure, but I know there's a lot of folks in this community who do support new mothers.
Well, yeah. I remember it's been several years ago, because this was over at Holloway High School in the gym, I think, mm-hmm. When we were, and there were tables everywhere, and mm-hmm. you had your specific thing to put in the bags and all that kind of thing, mm-hmm.
So
it was a pretty big deal.
The answer to most changes is kind of, you know, so much change during the pandemic, during COVID,
and
I think that was a good time for us to kind of reevaluate what our community needed. And just to be able to see what our role would be. And that's where we kind of came up with the baby basics collection drive. And I think the health department still does a baby shower in the summer, which is what the traditional baby shower is. And we do this collection drive to get items and to distribute them to those organizations that are able to get them to the mothers and new parents in need.
So there are a couple of dates here. Mid-February, right after Valentine's Day, is kind of the distribution, I think, or is that or assembling maybe?
Yeah. So in early January will be our kind of official kickoff. When we come back from the holidays, we'll kick off this collection drive, which is where we'll share more information about our goals and what items we're collecting. And then after about 6 weeks, on February 19th, we will have a collection day, so that's where we'll ask everyone in the community to bring all those items they've been collecting, and then the next day, the February 20th, we will actually do the sorting. The sort-a-thon is what we call, and so we have volunteers come out to help us go through and organize all of those donations that have come in and sort them into the bags, and then those organizations that are going to be recipients, so whether that's a nonprofit or the health department or the hospitals or doctor's offices, that's when that distribution takes place.
Okay, so the kickoff is right after the first of the year, Lucy, January 8th.
Yes.
And so What does that kickoff signify? I mean, is this just the time that you will be accepting the donations?
Really, what the kickoff signifies is that's a gathering of really anyone. It's a public. Anyone can join us at the kickoff, but it's really primarily for sponsors of the event and for collection sites of the event and anyone that's really involved. And that's where, like Haley mentioned, we talk about the list and what we'll be collecting and any details about the event. And it's really just kind of serves, A, as an informational session, and B, just kind of like a cheerleading, rah-rah kickoff energy to the effort.
One of my favorite parts of the kickoff is that we typically have someone from an organization that has been a recipient in the past. So in the past years, we've had representatives from Nurture the Next or the health department that are able to share what it means to them and to their clients when they receive those bags and what an impact those materials, because we're talking about diapers, wipes, onesies, blankets, bottles, the true essentials that any new parent needs. And so it's an opportunity for them to share the impact that it makes and kind of just make everyone in the room even more motivated to continue that work and collect even more this year than last.
Yeah. So, let's just talk to the general public, and then maybe you can address the folks that are business owners, maybe how they could be involved in this particular event.
Well, our presenting sponsor is Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford, so we're very grateful to them. They will also be recipients. We will give them many of our items so that they can give them to the mothers that they know that need it. But the way that businesses can help is they can choose to be a collection site, and they would print. Haley will have more marketing collateral than anyone could ever ask for on our website, and you could print the list. You can set it up in your lobby or your place of business, and you can collect from your employees or from your own customers throughout that month. You could also be a sponsor of just a monetary donation. You can also go on to our website, and if you really have a type of business that doesn't have a lot of traffic or you don't really have that many employees, you can also just go on and make a gift of your choosing of the amount and shop from our Amazon list, where we'll have a lot of the items that we'll be collecting pre-selected. You just can look at that list, boom, put it in the cart, ship it straight to us.
Oh, cool.
Easy peasy. And that's also a great way for an individual to help as well. If they could share it with their Sunday school class. A lot of folks do community service through their other little affinity groups or church groups that they're a part of. So you could bring that to your group and let that be something you all do. You could do it as a family, or you could just do it as an individual. Again, either bringing them to us or to a collection site, or just going to that Amazon wish list and making a purchase.
How easy it is to add to cart these days and so have easy. It shipped to us, and we'll sort and pack. And
sometimes it's too easy though.
Yeah. Well, but this is for a good cause.
Well, this is.
So as Lucy said, for individuals, they can contribute financially. So $30 is about what it costs for us to supply these bags. So a $30 gift is the equivalent of one bag. So we encourage people to do that. They can also volunteer in addition to collecting items or having them purchased. You can volunteer for our collection day, which is February 19th, or volunteer for our sort-a-thon, which is February 20th. So we'll have several volunteer opportunities on those days that will be announced in early January at that kickoff. And so you can come in and you can help us go through and get those diapers and wipes and out of people's cars and sort them and actually pack them in the bags and get them ready to be distributed. So there are multiple ways to give financially or with your time.
Yeah. With the United Way of South Central Tennessee joining us, Lucy Birchfield and Haley Adams here in studio today, Baby Basics. And if you're thinking I've never heard of Baby Basics, you probably have heard us talk about the community baby shower, just a new name, same kind of deal. Now, Sortathon Day, that is like organized chaos. I mean, you all do it very, very well.
But a little bit.
Is that a good word for it?
That's a perfect word.
Yeah. Fast and furious. Yeah. There's a couple of words that come to mind.
Yeah.
But all for a good cause, and everybody always has fun. It's a fun all of our sort-a-thons to me are very fun.
Our volunteer spots for that day fill up very quickly. We typically, you know, try to have around, we have probably more than 70 volunteers that come, and it's kind of just like a little, you start at one station and kind of add to your bag and keep going, and we're always surprised by how quickly it goes and how efficient it is.
Well, I was going to say, for anybody listening, the number one disappointment that we hear from volunteers is that it goes too fast. So the more supplies we have,
the longer
it's going to take us to pack those bags. So we're always looking for supplies so we can keep those volunteers happy by packing as many bags as possible.
About how many bags are put together total?
Last year, I think, was it 450?
Yeah, we've averaged around 500 the last several years. And I think that, especially with the expansion of our service areas now into 7 counties, there are opportunities for those bags to make a difference, or, you know, and those supplies to make a difference in even more of our areas. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, our goal this year would to surpass that 500 and to be able to make those donations go farther. So,
and maybe more donation opportunities in the other counties too.
Absolutely.
So the sort-a-thon itself is on the 20th, and then February 19th, that's when everything is brought in from the collection sites.
Yes.
Right.
Also chaos,
just in a different way. So folks drop their stuff off. There's two different drop-off periods of time on that day. And so volunteers will help us, because a lot of times folks are collecting multiple items. Mm-hmm. So we'll get the wipes over here and the onesies over here. So that's kind of what the volunteerism looks like on the 19th. And then on the 20th, when they arrive, we'll have it out in the Patterson Park gym, and we'll have tables, and one table will have the onesies, we'll have the bags, and they will do their snaking through the gym, packing those bags on the 20th, and then helping us pack the bags in boxes, and then our friends at UPS help us get those delivered.
Awesome. And many of those go to various places, right? Ascension, St. Thomas, Rutherford being one.
Absolutely. And Stonecrest. And
yeah, we recently started partnering with several of, you know, even the school systems, the Rutherford County Health Department, several nonprofit organizations and pregnancy centers and doctor's offices, like pediatrician offices and OBs. Just you think of those individuals and those organizations that might come in contact with moms or expecting parents in that, you know, time of need. And just to tie it back to our mission, you know, the reason why we do this collection drive and why we want to organize this effort in our community is truly because we want to build a community where everyone thrives. And we're talking about the littlest of our community neighbors and setting them up for a good start with the basics that they need. So trying to reach those individuals and their families at a very vulnerable time.
And probably a good time to also be thinking about, you know, the Imagination Library and all that kind of stuff, too.
Absolutely.
So there's information in those bags, too, for the expecting moms.
There's information on resources and things like Imagination Library. Absolutely.
And that's very helpful, because, I mean, it's especially if it's your first one, it can be overwhelming, everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. And just to have some of those basics to help get through is very cool. So if you want to find more information, your local uw.org/baby basics. Okay. So your local uw.org/baby basics is how you can find out more information. And thanks, you two, for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Joining us from the United Way of South Central Tennessee, the VP of Marketing and Communications, Haley Adams, and Lucy Birchfield, the VP of Development and Engagement, right here on the show today. If you missed part of it, want to go back and check the podcast, you'll find it at wgnsradio.com. And under podcast, just scroll on down to Rutherford Issues. You'll find the audio and video there. Have a good day, everybody.